Welcome to Define Your Path with Doc V, bringing you real talk with global thought leaders to inspire hearts and minds for sustainable breakthroughs and profitability for your life and business. Here's your host, Doc V.
Hi, I'm Dr. Virginia LeBlanc, also known as Doc V, the Pivot Maestro. Welcome to the Define Your Path podcast for thought leaders, change agents, legacy builders, and those seeking to define their own path into purposed entrepreneurship. We are all about transforming perspectives as well as inspiring and motivating you to think without a box, to define your path by exposing you to global thought leaders across industries on how they successfully define their path in life and business. Define Your Path is all about truth, transparency, and love to help you navigate the waters of your life and put you back in business. Today's spotlight is with my sister from another mister. I just love her to death, Ms. Katie Warner. Katie is a life coach and the founder of Saltwater and Soulfire. I love that name. She is known for sharing the naked truth about her own struggles, triumphs, and spiritual journey, as well as her ability to make spirituality and the law of attraction a little less woo-woo and a little more real world. Katie founded Saltwater and Soulfire in 2015 from her living room sofa in beautiful South County, Rhode Island, as a way to share her exhilaration about figuring out how to blend her version of inner peace and spirituality with the real life chaos of raising four kids on her own, including money struggles, a soul sucking 9-to-5, yes, I can relate, IEP meetings, her own undiagnosed ADHD, and constantly forgetting that she matters too. After studying at the Institute for Integrative Nutrition and becoming certified as an INHC, Katie quickly found a passion for guiding other women on their journey to combine the support and peace offered by a spiritual practice with their real life's responsibilities. Over the past 5 years, Katie has provided guidance and encouragement to hundreds of women. She has hosted several peace-inducing retreats and created an incredible paid membership called The Beach Club, designed for women over 40 seeking to create their own version of spirituality while living in the real world. Katie's favorite part of coaching women is the epiphanies. She believes that a woman's dreams and desires are meant for her specifically to realize, and that every woman already has within her everything she needs to bring those dreams and desires to life without sacrificing, ladies. To watch a woman come to the same realization after four decades of believing she didn't have what it takes is truly miraculous for Katie. When she isn't hosting retreats or guiding women back to self-love, you can find her at the beach with a good book and a glass of rosé, planning her next retreat or having soul-inspiring conversations with her kids about life. Katie, my sister, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I am so excited to be here.
Yes, and I'm excited to have you. And I'm gonna go ahead and put in our mutual shameless plug right now. Mm-hmm. Katie and I are planning, and our sister Annabelle Quintero, we are planning a retreat, and it's called Exhale. You want to be a part of this, ladies. It will be held on the gorgeous island of Isla Mujeres, Mexico. So come and join us, and we are going to have a great time of healing, rebuilding, and transforming as women leaders. So, Katie, enough of that. We look forward to hearing your story and how you faced your fears to love the skin you're in and pivot into pursuing your passion and soul purpose. Mm-hmm. You know, in our podcast, we love to keep it simple. So here are two questions for you. And then, sis, we're just going to flow from that. Is that all right with you?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So our two questions. The first one is, how have you defined your path? And the second, how do you want to help others define theirs? So don't worry about the second for now. I'll come back in and we'll flow from there. Okay. All right. So how have you defined your path?
Oh, my goodness. Defining my path, I guess the way that I, for most of my life, I was not defining my path at all. My path was completely defined for me based on what I thought I was supposed to be doing. And more specifically, what I thought I was supposed to be doing in order to be happy. Like, mm-hmm. if you do these things, then you'll be successful and you'll find happiness. Like, these are the boxes to check to find your happiness. And I worked so hard to do that. And the harder I tried, the worse my outcomes were. The worse things got in my life, literally. My life just kept going downhill, you know, year after year after year, until I finally got to that place where, you know, I guess for me in that situation, that was my rock bottom, where I was, you know, I was in an abusive relationship. I had 4 children. I had no money of my own. I had bills piling up. You know, he left, he walked out on us and just left us there. And there I was going, oh crap. You know, I had to put the electricity in my father's name just to prevent it from being shut off when my ex left and just walked out on us. And that was the time where I said, yeah, no more. Like, I can't do this anymore. And I tried things. I tried a lot of things. You know, I tried all kinds of stuff. I got a job that was wonderful at first, but I quickly outgrew it. And that's when I turned to the coaching program that I took at Institute for Integrative Nutrition. And I learned about integrative nutrition and, like, not just food and exercise, but spirituality, career, all of these things. And that put me on this path to spirituality, but it was kind of out of reach for me because I wasn't a super spiritual person, you know, and I didn't really relate to the crystals and all of that stuff. It wasn't my thing. So I needed a way to bring it into real life, you know, the life where the dog just puked on the carpet and the kid needs to get picked up from school and, you know, that the dishes and the dinner. And so that was where my path began. Well, I mean, it's kind of where it came from. And that's how I ended up defining it, you know, kind of defined itself, I guess, so but it came from me.
Yeah. Yeah. So hitting rock bottom, that was that trigger.
Yeah. It was me sitting there going, wow, you know, my life is a complete mess. Like, there is nothing going right now. Not one thing is the way it was supposed to be. Nothing. None of the boxes that I tried to check had the outcome that I expected or that I was allowed or conditioned to believe it would have. Nothing. Yeah. Yeah. And I had to have the courage of my conviction to say, maybe that's not what success is. Maybe the definition I was given or conditioned to believe isn't really what success is. Maybe not for me. You know, it was either that, it was either making my own definition of success and deciding that I got to figure it out on my own and in my own journey, or it was decide that I was just a failure at life and I had nothing to contribute because nobody worked harder than I did to check those damn boxes and nothing worked. So, you know, I wasn't ready to admit defeat. I wasn't ready to be a failure. I decided I needed to do it my way.
Sis, you hit on so much in that conversation, you know, from redefining success. You know, I did the same thing when I had my revelations, when I was writing, you know, Love the Skin You're In, How to Conquer Life Through Divergent Thinking. It's that ability to redefine yourself, not being afraid, number one, facing that fear and embracing it to redefine, no matter where you are, what point you are in your life, you know, and I had the revelation that, you know, what's success for one person is not success for another. You know, we have to find our measure of success. So I love the fact that you talked about that a bit. And also just the whole conditioned piece, you know, how we're just going through life. I mean, you're thinking you're fine, but, you know there's an empty, hollow feeling or lack there. That's what I think I hear you saying also, kind of like leading up to that point of just where the bottom fell out.
Yeah, that's 100% true. And I would actually have a physiological empty feeling. And I would tell my therapist, like, I don't know, it just feels like there's literally some part of me missing. And she was like, that's so strange. I don't really know what to say. And I'm like, why is this happening? And it was maybe a year or so into me kind of pivoting and beginning to define my own path. It was about a year or so into it where I realized I haven't had that empty feeling anymore. In these past 16, 18 months, I haven't had that feeling. And I haven't had it since. So clearly I'm doing something right because I'm not experiencing that literal emptiness inside my body.
Wow. Wow. You know, and before we go to the second question, I want to ask you this also, because this was a revelation I had when I left, you know, a hostile work environment, discriminatory, abusive, you know, 9 to 5, you know, just the feeling that I got, you know, even just figuring out how I was going to move forward. You know, luckily I had started my business before, but you know, I was, my focus was on my day job, right? So I was neglecting my passion, my soul purpose, you know, that calling. But you know, when I stepped away, when I released that stress and just the damage it was doing to my physical, mental, emotional health and wellness, even if I had, if I was out on the street, I believe with everything in me, you know, I have that, you know, that fight, you know, as opposed to that flight, that I would hustle to do what I needed to do. And I would be happier and less stressed doing that, following my soul purpose and pursuing that passion. That's what I think I also hear you saying, not to put words in your mouth, but, you know, you have a lot on your plate, sis. You're doing a lot, you know, so, and you're showing up, you're taking care of your kids. Yeah.
I think for me, and I actually was during this period of time, I was actually homeless, not living in my car, you know, staying at one point with my sister and at one point in a friend's house, but homeless twice with my kids. And, it was moving forward for my children. Because I had always had a vision of what their childhood was going to be like, what I wanted it to be like for them, better than mine. And I knew very well that their childhood was not what I wanted it to be. And that was what moved me forward. Or, you know, I wasn't convinced that I could make it, but I knew I had to try because I really wanted them to experience something better. And I really wanted to give them that vision of childhood that I had for them. Wow. So I think that's what moved me forward, but I didn't know if I could do it. I really didn't. I had no idea.
Yeah. So you just started putting one foot in front of the other, and you know that you wanted to take care of the kids and do what you had to do, huh?
Yeah.
Strong woman. Okay. So we can stay on this and we'll circle back if we have time, but let's get to the second question, because I want people to know how you help them, how you help others define their path. You know, I want to hear all about the beach club girl, because you know, I'm all about the beach.
Yes.
Just having come back from Crete last year.
Yes. The beach is literally my sanctuary. It is where I feel closest to God. It is where I feel closest to myself. It's where I think, it's where I be still and know that I am God, if I may use that quote.
Yes, you may.
And so the beach club is, it's a small but growing membership of women, all women over 40. Most are moms, but not all. And certainly that's not a requirement, but it's this place where I show up and the women in the beach club show up, and we talk about what's going on and what we want it to look like. And I have this sort of philosophy in there, like, you can bring your hard, because you know, that's a thing I hear a lot, but it's so hard to shift my thoughts. It's so hard to find something, you know, a better emotion, or it's so hard to pivot. It's so hard. And I'm like, you can bring your hard, but understand we all have hard. We all have hard in our life. And if you're going to bring your hard, you better bring your hope with you, because we're not going to sit here and just talk about how hard it is.
I love it.
Yeah. Every time you come up with a, it's so hard, you better show me two ways that you're finding hope in that. Because for every hard, there's got to be two hopes. It has to be that way. Otherwise, you get stuck in your own bull. You get stuck in your own victim spot. And I know because I was there and I spun my wheels in that victim mentality for years. You got to bring the hope. You got to bring the willingness to move forward. And that's what we do. We talk about loving our bodies. We talk about finding our confidence. We talk about all kinds of different things about shedding that good girl mentality. And, you know, you name it, we'll talk about it, but that's the thing. That's the bottom line.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. So what if a young lady, because, you know, I mean, more and more women are dealing with and facing the things that, you know, the over 40, the 40 and over crowd face. So what if a woman comes to you and, you know, she's 30 something, you know, in her 30s and she wants to be a part, you know? What do you say to that?
I say, come on, like come on. Because one of the things that's really important to me, and I'm not the most skilled at this yet, but I'm trying and I'm very open to it. But I don't want to define for someone else what being a woman means.
Yes.
So if you tell me that you're a woman and you want to be part of this, you are welcome. I don't care anything other than that. It happens to be at this point that it's women over 40. And that's where I started because I had to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But bring it. Like women under 40, women over 60, everybody has something to contribute. Yeah. Bring it. We can learn from each other. Because the younger generation, I have kids, you know, in their early 20s, and they're smart. And they know a lot of things, and their generation has a beautiful perspective on life in many ways. So,
so good. And
all
so
welcome. Yeah,
so true. So true. And I love that inclusive spirit, you know, because I think, you know, a lot of times we live in a world that's so divided right now, you know, in so many different ways. And people are acting out of fear and, you know, and their hurts and their conditioning, whether it's from the home place or, you know, it's from watching TV and, you know, and people aren't pursuing that personal wellness and development, that self-exploration, you know, and doing the work. You know, they're living on someone else's, you know, word or he say, she say. So, I mean, you know, how much more important is, you know, doing what you do, you know, and our other purpose entrepreneurs who come to the show do, it's so important. And we need more people to step into that space, you know, and not only hold space until, you know, the other people can stand up and take up their own space, but just to follow their soul purpose. What do you have to say to that?
I say yes, 100%. 100%. And I don't want to be the one that's telling somebody else what their purpose is, or, you know, they know, you tell me what it is and I'll shine the light on the path and together we'll go. And I'm going to walk my, I don't even know how to say that right now.
Walk your walk, talk your talk.
Yes, I'm going to do it because I'm, you know, I may be a little further along on the path, or I may be the one holding the light, but you know, I'm still on the journey too. And I know what's right for me, and I want to support you to know what's right for you so that we can do this together and just open up these channels for love and collaboration and companionship and joy to flow. Cause that's what we're meant to be. That's who we are underneath the conditioning and the fear.
Yes.
And yeah, we got to do this together. We got to do it together.
Yes. It's so, so good. Oh my gosh. Just that you hit the nail on the head, you know, and we encourage people to walk their path, right? Find their own measure of success. You know, we struggle because of just the way societies are set up. You know, people have fear about striking out on their own, starting their own business, following the entrepreneurial route. You hear things like, oh, there's less security or, you know, there's no reassurances or whatever the excuses that we play in our head, you know, to keep us in those environments, in those hierarchical structures that confine us and oppress us, you know, and we don't even realize we're in that state or that's what they're doing. Until, you know, we're kind of forced to that point or were in such a position, or look, how many people found themselves unemployed because of COVID or what have you? You know, we just discovered, hey, you actually can work from home and be productive and keep things going, right? So yeah. How much more, you know, from an entrepreneurial standpoint, have you found the freedom to be you and define your path being outside of those control structures and confines?
I found so much freedom in starting my own business. And there, I had goals around freedom and around breaking out of that paradigm. Mm-hmm. And I realized that even at times when my business wasn't or isn't making, even right now, making the money that it will make someday, mm-hmm. it's fine because I wake up when I want to wake up. I do the work that I want to do. I take on the projects that I want to take on. If it's not exciting and interesting to me, I don't have to do it. I'm not accountable to anyone but myself and my clients. And that is more than enough. I don't need to be accountable to someone who doesn't know anything about me or what I'm qualified to do or the skills that I have. Or, you know, it's so liberating. I can homeschool my son. I can go on field trips with him to places that we want to go. And there's so much freedom that in and of itself is enough for me to go, yeah, the boxes were never necessary in the first place. They really were. That's the biggest lie in our society, I think, was that the boxes were ever required. They were not.
Girl, look. So look, I'm going to get on a quick little soapbox and I want you to comment and I'm going to get on and off.
Yes, ma'am.
I love the fact that you brought up the box, you know, because one of my favorite sayings, you hear me say it all the time, is think without a box, you know, think without the box. So I recently had someone, you know, try to put me in a box and try to tell me I had to categorize myself or, you know, identify a specific niche of service. And I do have those areas that I specialize in, and that's retiring military, you know, transitioning from service into purpose and entrepreneurship, as well as women leaders. From the workplace, transitioning into purpose and entrepreneurship. And most of the women who come to me are in the similar same position that I was in, you know, dealing with hostile work environments, you know, tired of making themselves less than when they're truly more than, you know, that life thing that happened where they woken up and, you know, and saw the light or whatever the case may be. So, you know, just that thought that you have to categorize yourself or identify yourself so someone else can better understand what you do or quote unquote, who you are. Let's talk about that for the last few minutes, because, you know, this is what causes us to stumble also, you know, and it's like you're dumbing things down. Like you don't have faith and trust in the people who you're supposed to serve that they will find you and, or you will find them. Can you speak to them? Whatever part you want to.
Well, I could say so much about that. But I think that, for one thing, I think that the more you just speak your truth, mm-hmm. whether you niche aside, no niche necessary, just wake up in the morning and speak whatever is on your heart, whether it makes sense with what you spoke the day before or not, who cares? Speak it. If you do that consistently enough, your niche will find you and it will develop around you, and it will not look like anything that you ever could have imagined if you sat down to intentionally identify a niche, because that kind of magic comes from God. That kind of magic comes from being in the flow, and that niche of, you know, I just recently heard about a guy who teaches meditation and shooting at the same time, like on a shooting range, and teaches meditation. And
he makes
millions of dollars hosting high powered business people at these seminars where they're shooting and learning meditation on a rifle range. So if you can bring these two things together, right? This is what I'm saying. Like,
you can bring anything together
and writes a business plan with meditation and guns at the same time. And yet here it is, and it's working and it's successful and people want it. No, you speak your truth and the niche finds you. And it's something you never would have thought of. Ever.
Girl, look, I'm gonna drop the mic on that one. That was revelation right there, sis. That was revelation. Oh, I love it. I love it. Katie, thank you so much for being our spotlight today, girl. Oh my goodness.
Thank you for having me. This is the most fun. I love, love, love chatting with you. We have the best conversations.
Absolutely. You know, and I love the fact that you really brought home our motto on the show, and that is be your own boss in mind, body, soul, and business. Mm-hmm. So I just thank you so much. Audience, be sure to follow Katie on social media. Katie, please tell our audience how to connect with you.
Yes, definitely. You can find us on the internet, on the World Wide Web at www.saltwaterandsoulfire.com and Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok as well.
Awesome. Awesome. So if you didn't catch all that, I advise you go back and listen to this again, but because this was fire. Like, I don't want to let you go, sis. I want to keep the conversation going. But you, audience, you'll be able to find and connect to her on the Define Your Path podcast platform. So definitely be sure to check that out. You'll be able to read her entire bio again and connect to her wherever she may be found online. Mm-hmm. So be sure to visit our virtual home at Defining Paths to see what we're up to. We're up to an awful lot, including that Exhale retreat I told you about. So you'll be able to find out more, put down your deposit, put your application for Exhale in Isla Mujeres, Mexico, October 17th through the 21st. Katie Warner and the lovely Annabelle Quintero will be there with me too. Ladies, oh, and I'm sorry, gentlemen, this is only for women leaders. My apologies this go around. We'll have something for you in the future. But women leaders, be sure to put in your application October 17th through the 21st. And we'll have some excursions on the front and back end. So check that out as well. But you can find that information on DefiningPaths.online, defining paths with an S dot online. I'm Doc V, the Pivot Maestro, and always your corner woman. Be true to you and define your path. We'll see you on our next episode. Thanks so much for joining.
You've been listening to Define Your Path with Doc V. To learn how to see with true vision and define your path, visit defining paths.online/true-vision.